Hey guys, welcome to Char's Corner, a positive podcast that encourages and strengthens in all times of need and season. I am your host, Lady C, and I say welcome to each and every one of you. What's up, everybody? It is the one and only Lady C here, back with another episode on Char's Corner. Hey friends, how are you? Checking in. You gotta do a good check-in. So hopefully you're good, hopefully you're straight, hopefully, you know, life is not out here, you know, give you bumps and bruises, and you out here just trying to live peaceful. Because, you know, sometimes life gets like that. And I just want to say, shout out to the people who be listening and who be telling me about myself and who really be having to remind me, you know, my voice matters. So shout out to y'all, because y'all are real ones out here listening to my podcast and whatnot. But anyway, shifting gears a little bit. So I have, y'all know I always start off kind of like with a question or whatever. So today's question is, have you ever felt like you didn't know what to do? You didn't know just how to deal with, you know, whatever, whether it's life, whether it's school, whether it's work, personal, you're just in shambles. You just don't know what to do because you're just out here surviving, because life is just kicking you and life is just having you in a chokehold. I know that's for some of us, including myself. Before I started school, grad school, a sis was in shambles, okay? I told myself, you know, I was going to take a year off, right, from undergrad, give myself a little breaky break, and then I was going to start back up. However, the more I kept saying I was going to start back up with school, the more my body, my brain, and everything else was like, nah, not going to happen. It's not time yet. And then once the time finally came, because I had already put in applications and stuff, I had put in like about a good 4 applications before getting into the school that was a right fit for me. And when I tell you, once like I started the process and everything, and you know, I got all my acceptance letters, and once it came to like that financial aid, baby, first of all, that financial aid is no joke, okay, especially for grad school. And then second of all, the start process, oh, the ghetto, can we talk about it? The fact that you gotta like go through meeting with advisors and, you know, picking classes and doing all this other stuff. It's just giving ghetto. But let me just fast forward. When it came to the right school, like once I really found the right school that was a good fit for me, that worked with my job, you know, and everything else that I had going on, my body, really my brain cells, had to reset itself into, you know, the motions and into the mind frame of, okay, you're getting back into school. So that means that you got to look at a computer more every day. That means that you got to get a planner. You got to get an organizer. You know, you got to write stuff down. You know, you got to buy books. Books is expensive. That's just my little side piece. However, you know, you got to do all of this stuff. You got to reset to get back into the groove. And let me just say, I am about a month. I have a month to go in my first year. And a sis is in a chokehold. Like, I'm in a serious chokehold right now because I'm going through it mentally. Like, I'm about to lose my marbles because I have to reset. But my reset isn't going along or align with my work ethic or my work. You know, my job is not going with, you know, my personal life. It's not going with my social life. You know what I'm saying? And so, because of that, sometimes, or rather some days, when I don't feel like going to work, or when I don't feel like doing homework, I gotta take a mental day. And baby, I believe in mental health days, okay? I gotta do that. Because my body be taking up so much mental capacities. It's like, I gotta take a mental day because I'm so washed out, burnt out. That's a better way to say it. And I don't know who this is for. I know it's for me. But I don't know who else this is for, who is going through grad school or who's going through undergrad and who got a new job or a new job position and they're trying to balance out school, work, life, social, personal, and thyself all in one. And if you got kids, oh baby, you super. You a superhero. Use the Black Panthers and the Captain Americas and Black and Widow up in this joint, because I appreciate you for real, you know. But if this is for you, there is something that I've discovered, or that really I'm discovering and recognizing. It's okay to reset, because when you reset, no matter how much time you take, you're still being covered throughout the process. You're still being covered no matter what. You're still being covered because even though you reset your mind and your body, you still got to put in the work. You still got to come back 10 times better and stronger than what you did. And, you know, I tell people, like I tell my friends, and I jokingly say it, don't go back to school because it's ghetto out here, right? I tell them that all the time. Like, I tell them that at least like 3 times a day, 4 times out the week. Don't go back to school because it's ghetto. And they be like, is it that bad? I'd be like, listen, I'm out here crying on the inside every day. But every day that I'm crying on the inside, I'm taking a mental reset. And if I'm not taking a mental reset, oh baby, I'm going to take a mental day. Because I need to reset. Because it's a lot. And when it's a lot, you get overwhelmed. And when you get overwhelmed, you get stressed out. And when you get stressed out, you lose your marbles. And when you lose your marbles, oh baby, you just certified crazy at this point. Because you done lost it. And people gonna think you crazy, for real, for real. But I'm just here to say, you know, it's okay to reset. Because when you reset, it's good for you. There's nothing wrong with it. Like, I wish jobs, really in America, it's not in other countries, it's in America. I wish jobs in America would add mental health days into like benefit packages, because it counts for something, right? You don't want your employees to be burnt out, right? But you get mad when they take a sick day or call out or a personal day because they're burnt out and they just really needed a mental health day. I think if jobs and mental health days, at least a good two, three mental health days, to personal, really to personal, don't add it to vacation, add it to personal, to the personal package, baby, you in good standing. You good. But it all depends on how wisely you use your mental health days, right? So that's just, you know, that's just my take. Because for me, baby, mental health day, reset. Oh, it's coming. Oh, it's going to come. And the break that I get from school, I mean, yeah, it's going to be a good 3 weeks, really 2.5 before I start again. But it's going to be worth it to just not do anything, not worry about nothing, probably books. But that's okay, because I know when I start this next semester, I'm going to be 10 times better and I'm going to come out finishing 10 times stronger. So that's it for this episode. I'll see you next time, friends. Well, I hope that you have enjoyed this episode. If you did, would you please do me a favor? Subscribe to the podcast, for one. Number two, share it with your friends. Share it with someone in need. And then number three, go ahead and just follow us on Instagram. 2 underscores, Char's Corner. C-H-A-R-S-C-O-R-N-E-R.